Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
We love it so much that you're enjoying this podcast. At least hopefully you are. Matt and Ramona Off Air podcast been going strong in the new version for a month or so now. And good response. Thank you. Continue to share. Continue to make comments. Continue to contact us through Facebook Messenger if you'd like. Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Brent Harlan, Carrie Bowser, and comment on things you see here, etc. Today, through the course of the show, we're going to get to more talk on the fact that Ramona uses bleach to wash her dishes. A lot of comments of still people just continuing to weigh in on that. Also, the fact that a study tells us that the reason you're a good friend isn't just because you love them so much. It's because you are jealous of their friends. We'll explain in detail. Ramona has vaccine envy, which is whittling away at her soul. And that's all coming up on the off-air podcast. I have mentioned, I think, a few times, maybe not in the podcast, that Amy had signed us up for this 24-hour, 100-mile adventure race, which is in April. And you hike a bunch and you kayak, or in our case, we found out it's going to be a canoe for 16 miles or something. You ride your mountain bike 50 miles, hiking, and you try to find, you also have to navigate using no GPS. You just have to use maps with like, and try to find these secret spots.
Can I stop you with a question that I should have asked before? Amy signed the both of you up.
Yes, and another couple. The Gearys are because it's a group of four.
Okay, there's a group of four. It's not just you and Amy.
No, I don't think that.
Because I really don't think that your marriage could survive this.
You have to navigate
right. And also ride a bike and canoe.
Yeah.
Dude, that is, you can't run around your neighborhood without getting lost.
I know.
And Amy is allowing you to be her partner in a race.
I know.
And Amy is competitive. Like, Amy does not come to just joke around. She is in it to win it.
I'm hoping she'll yell at me less because
there are other. There's another couple there.
So far, that hasn't been the work.
Okay.
I've never been mountain biking. I mean, any seriously for forever.
When was the last time you were on a bike before this happened?
Before we bought this bike in, I think we got this bike in November or something. Let's see. When was the last time I biked? I mean, I might have biked once or twice in the last 20 years.
There was that Vespa accident.
Oh, I was thinking about the Vespa accident.
Yes.
And that time you couldn't park a boat.
I can't park a boat. This does not sound like it's going to be your lane.
And I'm and I don't like really. I like to sleep, and so we're not going to be able to sleep for 24 hours. That's
so
a little rough.
How is the
part of the Iron Man?
How is the canoeing going?
We can't find a canoe. There's nobody has a canoe.
But you think that's going to be a problem?
Do they give you a canoe when you get there?
Yeah. They give you a canoe when you get. Some people like the real, probably for the professional, because this is a national qualifier for adventure racers.
Yeah,
and then there's us.
Yeah.
So they probably bring their own kayaks and canoes.
So you will get a kayak. You will get a canoe at the race site.
Right.
But right now you don't have one to practice in. So are you?
No.
So y'all trying to be just show up like we're just going to try this canoe thing.
I watched a YouTube video.
Wow.
Well,
and you laughed at me when I watched a YouTube video to learn how to pitch.
That's throwing a ball.
That is a valid point.
I'm going down.
All I needed was a small ball. You need a whole canoe.
That's why I'm laughing at you. You don't need a YouTuber to throw a ball. I do have to have some basic concept of
how to
bend a canoe in my life.
But what's more important? You actually need the canoe. I had a baseball. I don't have a canoe.
I'm telling you, people rent, like, we called kayak places around, and they're like, oh, we just have kayaks, man. We don't have canoes. What is this? Davy Crockett? So I, or Daniel Boone, Crockett. I don't know, whoever. Daniel Boone would be better, I guess. So my, our partners, the Garys, they brought, they bought the blow up kayaks. Bandy refers to them as Funyaks.
Yeah, the Funyak. It's great.
Yes.
It's a cute name.
We so we did that the other, this whatever weekend. And it was so windy and cold, and the water on the Catawba was running pretty good. I put a video up on Facebook. It was, they were dumping a lot of water that day, which was good. So we didn't have to paddle as much. And so you get in the blow up canoes, I think are going to be more difficult than a canoe, the blow up kayaks more difficult than a canoe or a kayak, because you're really sunk in there kind of, and I was getting soaked and water was coming over, and it was freezing.
The Funyaks were actually for beginners.
Yeah, they are. They- Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. That's why I think they're going to be harder to work than
a canoe. If it's for a beginner, won't it be easier than a canoe?
No, no. Here's what I'm thinking. Because I was paddling like crazy and my big fat butt was just weighing things down. I wasn't really moving that fast. I kind of just laid back and let Amy.
Do you know how heavy canoes are?
Yeah, so I should be able to be good.
And how you have to balance the canoe? Have you been in a canoe before? No, you haven't been in a canoe.
I've been in a canoe. I don't think I've ever been in a canoe.
Okay, there's a little balancing involved.
Yes.
Otherwise, you tip over easily.
Well, that's the part I worry about, because you have to take your canoe every, whatever, few miles, pull over to the side, and then hike up a hill and get
portage.
Like a, get points, like a checkpoint.
Yeah, you're screwed, man.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Give me confidence.
You'd be better off with the Funyak.
Right.
I'm going to ask somebody for a canoe. But so we went on this trip, and Amy had texted me from work. She was working on Saturday, and we did it on Sunday. And she says, we should get some waterproof gloves. I'm like, you want me to go to REI now? And she never responded, so I didn't do it. And she's like, well, I said, when she came home, I'm like, did you get this? No, because you didn't respond if I should go to REI. She's like, why did I have to respond? I told you.
So it's her fault.
Yeah.
Her fault.
So when we were out there, we were freezing. Our hands were so ice cold.
She said, we need gloves.
Yeah.
And you said, do you want me to go to REI? And because
she didn't respond.
You said,
oh. I don't need gloves. I got
our hands were damn cold. People were looking at us like we were insane out there. We're the only ones out there, obviously.
It's freaking February, and you're kayaking down the Catawba River.
People looked at us like we were nuts.
Go to the Whitewater Center this time of year, they encourage a wetsuit because it's so cold.
Well, I will tell you, I looked like I was uncircumcised when I got out. I looked at my ween.
Okay, didn't need to know that.
Where did that come from?
Wow. I had to pop it out.
And ew.
I don't want to hear about your turtleneck.
Thanks. Please don't. Seriously.
So I'll keep. I need a sponsor. If anyone wants to sponsor me, hit me up.
After that statement? Now you want a sponsor?
Yeah, I want a sponsor.
You might should have left that part out.
Yeah. Or if you got a canoe, hit me up. I'm
going to
find a canoe.
If you have a canoe or waterproof gloves.
Is Durex looking for a spokesman?
Yeah. Yes. I need something
like older, that. Tired, married man who doesn't do much.
Yes. Yeah. I think I need to get your team jersey of, Bill's Exterminator or whatever.
Maybe there's like a testosterone clinic somewhere that might back you.
Yeah. Well, I think they should.
Want to look like you haven't. Never mind.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
And only seek this sponsorship if Bandy can be your voice guy. Like, Bandy has got to be your voice guy.
All right. Yeah, he's going to be the voice guy of the commercial.
Tired of looking uncircumcised when you've been in cold water?
Yes.
Yeah. Call us.
Do you need to look virile because you signed up for a race that you can't possibly compete in?
Yeah. I know. I'm a little concerned, to be honest. I'm not that concerned. We can do this. We got this.
Right.
He's had shrinkage problems before. It's not a big deal.
This isn't his first failure, people.
No.
Come on.
It'll be fun. I'll have to keep you updated on what I do.
Oh,
I'm sure they've got some more plans for the
Let us know when you find a canoe.
And then let us know which hospital they'll be taking you to, like last time.
I don't know.
So it won't be as hard for us to find you.
Even if I found a canoe, like, what are the odds of me being able to get the canoe to?
And when you get to the hospital, have a note from your wife that says, "I'm not normally this small."
Will a canoe even fit on top?
Cold water.
No, no.
People,
whoever has the canoe that I can borrow, they have to be on the water, because
or you have to bring it to Matt's house.
or you can bring it. Yeah. I need two if you have them.
And sponsor me.
Yeah, and sponsor me. Yes. Yes. I need you to do
and
that.
And listen to stories about my shrinkage.
Yeah.
Yes. I will put your picture and my shrinkage on together on social media.
Wow.
We have match made in heaven.
Offer.
It is a great
people
offer.
Will be lined up. But anyhow,
I'm pretty sure every sponsor we've ever worked with is 100% out.
No, you never know. And Bandy, your head's disappearing. It's bothering me. Zoom. We're doing this podcast on Zoom, and his head has just disappeared. So we just, I don't know what he's doing. I mean, just like,
my
not
chair
even there.
Went down. It lowered on its own.
Like, it's frightening me. Ramona has had a little vaccine envy lately.
Yes.
And I get it. I get it.
Because, you know, I'm here with an 80-year-old who has asthma and diabetes and dementia, and I have had her fully vaccinated. She's had both doses of the Moderna, but I want the vaccine so bad. And a couple of my caregivers have already had the vaccine in Charlotte. I am on social media. I see a guy I went to Penn State with who's now a personal trainer in Philly, my age, who has had both doses of the vaccine. A sorority sister from college in New York, she's had both doses. So I called Charlotte because caregivers in Charlotte are getting the vaccine. And then I was like, I can't do this. I feel like a line jumper. Like, I'm sure there's somebody in Charlotte who would like to get it. They're vulnerable, or they're a teacher, and I'd be taking up space in a vaccine from someone more worthy. So I was like, no,
if you tell them the truth, then it doesn't matter. As long as you're feeling the thing honestly.
So I have this weird mix of envy and guilt, which it's a very weird place to live. And just today I'm watching the news, and they were talking about some vaccine shortages because teachers in Mecklenburg County are, you know, signing up to get the vaccine. They want all the teachers vaccinated. And some people were complaining about the lack of vaccines. And you know what the response was? The problem is people coming from outside of Charlotte to get the shot in Charlotte. It was like,
well, if you work in Charlotte, though,
the guilt would have eaten me alive had I already gotten the shot in Charlotte and I was sitting there watching it. The guilt would have eaten me alive.
Well, I mean, it's all so subjective in some ways, because let's say you have a teacher who is 22 and completely healthy. That teacher probably isn't as much danger as you. You know, something like that. So, I mean, they have to make these blanket things like teachers or first responder, but maybe the first responder or works in the, you know, office. Right. I mean, so there's all these little things within the thing that can make it. It's very difficult because they have to make this giant list. Like, even DC, there was big outrage because they moved smokers up in the front of the line. Like,
and
that's
I know a smoker in New Jersey who has already been vaccinated because she's a smoker.
Yeah, see, I'll take up smoking, but that's what it
I
takes.
I might too, yeah.
That's not the way we should be thinking
I'm
going
to smoke and put on 50 pounds. Get that baby done.
Well, get this over with. 50 pounds, I just need some cigarettes.
You're a fat fidgeter. Fat fidgeters? Yeah. What group do they fall into?
You're just showing up to get the vaccine with a pack of cigarettes rolled in the sleeve of your T-shirt.
Yeah. I've got to figure out how to get on that when there's things left over at the end of the day list, and I still am working on that.
Yeah,
I'm
trying. Call your doctor. You know, they might have a waiting list of people.
They did give me my.
Is this your new vaccine strategy? Because the last time we talked about this, he was going to volunteer for some mass vaccination clinics so that he could get a clipboard and a shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got an email today about it. As a matter of fact,
are they promising a clipboard?
No, but I possibly can have flashlights to park people.
Wow. Whoa. Hey,
oddly, he's possibly more excited better about than that than the vaccine. I just want.
Well, you know, they're going to give me a flashlight. So, yeah, I'm pretty important.
I'll bring my own clipboard from home.
Yeah. I'm hoping I get like a.
You sound super official right now.
Health.
Like, I want to, wherever Matt's going to be, that's where I want to get the vaccine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to volunteer. Not out of the goodness of my heart, but in return for something like a vaccine.
Wow. That's great. You are just, such a wonderful human. Like, just
they're the starting to, they want something on a regular basis. I was hoping it was a one and done, go in a couple hours, park just a couple cars, off. Call it a day, get a shot.
I really don't even
want with someone like you. I want you to show up multiple days in a row, and on the last day, you get the vaccine.
That's true. I think that's how it works, as a matter of fact.
And then we basically take back your flashlights.
No, you can never have my flashlight back. Never. On my cold, dead hands. Also, I saw this study that was done that says that we are actually really good friends with people, or we try to be good friends with people, not because we're hoping it'll make them feel better and their life will be great and we'll put a smile on their face and whatnot. It's because we're jealous of their friends and think that maybe we will get booted in exchange for another friend if we don't do this. So it's really not so selfless to be a good friend to somebody.
Just a big competition to be better.
Just yes. This is just, it is just like, I know that, you know, Bandy's got some lackluster friends, so I don't have to put a lot of effort into that. That's I can true. Be hang in there.
Yeah, they are very lackluster.
Wow.
And maybe says, you know, so am I. So
I was about to say, is Bandy the lackluster friend?
Yes.
I think he might be the key to this lackluster puzzle.
Well, you know how, like, a lot of times you'll hear people get jealous when someone, one of their friends starts dating somebody.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But also, like, I have a couple of friends who really don't like hanging out in groups. And both of them have said, you know what? I really don't have an interest in your other friends. I really don't.
Right. Well, there are certain groups, too, you don't want to bring together. And sometimes you want to bring too many together because then you feel like the next day, I didn't feel like I talked to so-and-so enough or this or that or whatever. But they found that people are more jealous of the person's friends than they are if the person starts dating someone, which I would not have guessed it to be that way. But then you think about it, though, if you see a picture of one of your friends doing something with some other friends, there's a moment there where you go like, hey, man,
that guy, why wasn't I there?
Call me. Yeah.
What about me?
But you realize that they can't.
Did they have a good time?
You know, they can't. Invites you to do every darn thing ever, and you wouldn't want to go anyway. Or
you
probably.
You realize what they're doing doesn't look like fun anyway. I would have said no, but I would have liked to.
Now that I look
give
at
me
what
the
you
opportunity to turn you down, please.
Yeah. These few things that I see you do. So just remember that your friend is only likes you because they're jealous of your other friends. Yeah. They don't really like you very that
good
much.
Good to know.
Now, we went on to this. We've had this conversation going about putting bleach in the dishwater, like when you're washing hands and dishes by hand, which you say you've done your entire life or your family has or whatever.
Absolutely.
And Bandy and I never heard of it. Doc never heard of it. It was about 50-50 on Facebook there for a while. And Doc tells me we've got some more, posts that came up from, Facebook on this. We had wondered if it was a, Caucasian versus black people thing.
What?
I use the word cultural, but okay.
But it's not, we realize. Well, that the only reason I said that, because I hear this person commented, no Caucasian I know ever did it. So,
and she was Caucasian.
She was Caucasian.
I believe the person who commented was my nephew's mom.
Right. Yeah. Yes. This person says, if I put bleach into my dishwasher, I die. You don't put it in the dishwasher, do you?
Well, yeah. There is a way to clean your dishwasher by putting a bleach solution in a bowl and running that with the dishwasher empty. But okay. You can't do it if your dishwasher has a stainless steel inside. Like it, you know, it's very specific about which dishwashers you can do that in. But when I posted about it, it was all about putting, I mean, just a couple of capfuls of bleach in the water when you're washing dishes. And people are like, oh my God, you'll die. But my grandmother was a cook at Oberlin College. My mom worked at a Methodist resort during the summertime in the kitchen. And it's common restaurant practice to add bleach or use a bleach solution for cleaning.
But even the dishes. Kind of dishwasher and it's
rinsed off. The dishes are rinsed. It's not like you just have the bleach sitting on there.
I know.
You rinse off the dishes, and they are perfectly fine and 100% sanitized.
I think, I mean, if it's good enough to get like oil off of a duck, it's good enough to get clean my dishes. I don't need that bleach.
Yeah. Like my Dawn antibacterial kills COVID. So,
all right. So there you go. Yeah. This person
bleach
says
kills
they did
everything.
When they were, in Girl Scout leaders camp, true. They used to do what this person said.
Oh, yeah. And my mom has been a Girl Scout since 1952.
I think it's overkill. I think it's overkill.
I love the feeling. There is a certain peace of mind that comes from adding bleach to my dishwater.
This person uses vinegar and adds to their dish soap.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I do that with my laundry. I add the vinegar to my laundry.
How dirty are your dishes? I mean, what do you eat on there? Poo-poo platter?
I will say that in my household, living with someone with dementia, there are things that wind up in the sink that shouldn't be in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
So there is extra peace of mind for me.
Yes, but you've done it forever, though, right? I mean, it's not
I've done it all my life.
Yeah,
because some people
there's
said
always
people
a
started to do it.
Always a jug of bleach underneath the sink.
She bleached her kids' toys. This person said,
I usually just let the kids play with the
bottle of bleach, and I would say, kids, when you're done with those toys,
yeah,
dump some bleach on there. I think it'll be good. Jason said, I never have heard of this, but did some quick internet research. One, hopefully you're not mixing bleach and dish detergent.
It depends on the dish detergent.
A dangerous fume when inhaled.
It depends on the dish detergent. Not Dawn.
Not Dawn. And if you use bleach to only use it in cold or lukewarm dishwashers, the hot water will stop the bleach from working and will make it ineffective. Who knew that?
Did he say dishwasher or dishwater?
Dishwater. Okay. He says hot water. You should never use hot water and bleach. The curating thing he found on the internet because it renders bleach useless. Never knew that.
This is also coming from the internet. We are not sure if this has been verified.
Nope. But I'm going to go with it. Why not? Thank you for enjoying and loving and hopefully passing on this podcast to others. We love it when you share. We love it when you comment. We love it when you rate. And all that good stuff. And continue to check on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. And Carrie Bowser, who's Doc. And Brent Harlan, who's Bandy. And Ramona Holloway, who's her. And Matt Harris, who's me. There you go. Okay. We will chat again soon.